So this is Kristen Capps. He is a freelance arts writer and editor based in Washington, D.C. He has published articles and reviews for such notable publications as American Prospect, the Dallas Morning News, and The Guardian. Some of his latest projects include writing exhibition text for Project 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christine Gray at Project 4. Reviews of recent exhibitions in Texas, and an article examining the impact of Olympic architecture projects. He's also teaching in the graduate studio art colloquium of the University of Maryland, so we're really happy to have him here to talk about this work. So, thanks for coming, and it's all yours.
Okay, I even see some of my students here, so that's extra credit for all of them. This is Ed Ruscha's 5 Past 11 from 1989. It's not the most obvious Ed Ruscha from first off. You're used to seeing his work as text, typically on these very abstract planes, lots of color and whited out text or blocked off text, ribbons of text, words. So at first glance, this doesn't quite look like a lot of the work that you see by him, work he's made before, work he's continuing to make now. But there are a number of correspondences. You see, first of all, the numbers are represented not by numerals, but by letters. And X, XI, XII is the kind of text that would appeal to Ed Ruscha. He never picks words based on their content. He picks them based on their shape, their appearance, their sound. So something like this, which is a more abstract kind of letter referent, would be something that he would really pick up on. This piece is also very noir. At the time, during the 80s, Ed Ruscha was doing a lot darker stuff than some of his work. It's typically very comical, kind of light. This is a project that he worked on using things like film shots from noir movies. Something like this brings to mind that air and that atmosphere from LA. This piece of bamboo, well, you know, another comical take from Ed Ruscha, is also kind of like a long, pointing, bony finger to the hour. And it reminds me of this introduction that Raymond Chandler wrote for The Big Sleep. I wrote it down and I'm going to read it. This is for The Big Sleep. It was about 11 o'clock in the morning, mid-October, with the sun not shining and a look of hard, wet rain in the clearness of the foothills. I was wearing my powder blue suit with dark blue shirt, tie and display handkerchief, black brogues, black wool socks with dark blue clocks on them. I was neat, clean, shaved, and sober, and I didn't care who knew it. I was everything the well-dressed private detective ought to be. I was calling on $4 million. It's a wonderful novel, and I really think that you can tell a kind of artistic story of LA just through Raymond Chandler's fiction and Ed Ruscha's art. Some other ways that this piece corresponds with the more familiar pieces from Ruscha's catalog, this diagonal, it's something that he comes to time and time again in pieces like 20th Century Fox, where he draws that logo, or Standard Oil. It's a gas station that just follows that sharp diagonal. LACMA, the LA County Museum of Art burning, is another one that just follows that straight diagonal. Now, I read that during this time when he was working with this work, with these paintings, he was looking a lot at abstraction, specifically early modernism. And, you know, with that in mind, it really tells here with this large orb and this large pole. It's almost something that John Arp would compose. You know, it has that early modernist feel to it. Other notable things here are the application. It's a very kind of photorealistic look that he did with airbrush using acrylic. Ed Ruscha has always he's very particular about the way he applies his materials. He's used gunpowder in place of graphite, which he's applied with cotton balls and Q-tips. That was actually the name of his retrospective at the National Gallery of Art, I believe. And so for him to reach for something like airbrush is something he would do out of necessity, but he was very experimental when it comes to application. One of the best parts of this piece, I think, is this correspondent between segments. So you have the time being ticked off, not only, you know, as represented very straightforwardly by this clock, but also this mirror, this rhyming between these bamboo segments and these minutes. It's especially acute presented in this gallery with the sugimotos behind you. And those photographs are all, of course, a way of telling time. They're incredibly long exposures, and they just document C as it stands for, you know, half an hour, 40 minutes, however long he could hold open his shutter. So I think that the novel thing about this period of work is that Ed Ruscha is exploring time specifically, and using this noir concept to kind of explore early modernist forms of composition. So with that in mind, any questions?
This is an interesting, the bamboo kind of floating there, and I like how you described it for just a second as a bony skeleton finger. That was great. Because it seems really unusual for his work. Because I don't usually see him do like a tromboy kind of thing where it's realistic. A lot of his works are more graphic. There's a good example of earlier work downstairs in the lower lobby. But to me, do you know anything about that? I mean,
Well, this is part of a series. He used a lot of clocks, and he used this bamboo pole over again. And I really think that he just liked being able to play with it both as a long form and also as a segment. The trompe-l'oeil thing is definitely an invention for Ed Ruscha that he put in during this period. The floating, the nature of it just floating kind of ahead of and off the painting is something that I imagine he would have picked up from Jasper Johns. He was a very serious student of Johns, and something like this reminds us of paintings like Painting with Ruler or Good Time Charlie, those paintings that had rulers just actually affixed to the canvas that he would then use to just swipe paint right across.
It's weird too about the scale, because some people might, like, when I first saw the face of it, I actually thought it could be a small watch. But what happens with the bamboo is the bamboo makes me think somehow that this is bigger. So there's this funny thing about scale that goes on with the main too. Did anyone else have that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do people see it as a small clock face or a large clock face?
That's something in the works.
I thought it was kind of a large clock, but it almost reminded me of some of the early 20th century. The one that did the Eiffel Tower, the combination of the slam and then the largeness of it.
I agree, and I think that Ed Ruscha was always playing with scale. The paintings that are most notable to me are those early paintings of 20th century Fox or Standard Gas Station, just, you know, kind of exploding into the foreground along that diagonal. And it is great that he's blown it up. I think you made the comment that it looks like a big clock face from a train station, which is perfect for the noir mood that Ruscha is trying to accomplish. It's also way out of scale with the bamboo pole itself, which is, of course, somehow made larger, but is really tiny compared to what you would actually find.
Well, the way he's contrasted, I mean, there's a lot of sort of juxtaposition. The way he's contrasted that almost very tangible bamboo, like you can pick it up, and then behind it you have this idea, time is not tangible at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of brings us back to
that
that airbrush kind of makes it less tangible too. That's what I think is throwing me off, is that use of airbrush, because it's usually all this stuff is so crisp, but like the airbrush makes it very kind of intangible.
Well, and it's an intangible that, well, it takes up most of the canvas, and it takes up so much of our life.
And also, I think that Ed Ruscha would be willing to think about it just exactly as you see on this canvas. Letters, giant color fields, those things were always attractive to Ed Ruscha, to take things that are very representational. No one would suggest this is patches of black and white just arranged in some kind of composition. It's a clock. But Ed Ruscha is the kind of guy who looks at words and doesn't actually see any meaning. And it sees those shapes and those concepts.
About the words, though, I noticed he is following ahead the line of the arrowhead across the eye, but the single X over here changes that. It kind of brings it back to a horizontal thing, so it sort of brings you back. You're driven that way, the bamboo takes you down to the corner, and the solid head X that brings you back.
Right, it's definitely not a straight-on, right, it's not a straight-on look at a clock face. This whole thing is tilted off the axis to some degree, so that he can play those.
You talked about sort of the influence of noir upon him at this point in time. Do you think that there is a specific referent in the size of the canvas, perhaps, to like a widescreen format or like a film format? Or is that just sort of incidental that it's more of a contemporary?
Yeah, you know, I would believe that. I would think about that. Given that his other canvases tend to be very square and very straightforward, and given that he was looking so much at still shots from film, then that's something he would definitely take and kind of write into the canvas. I think that's a good idea. I think that unless there's some arcane film reference, and I don't know it. I think that he would have chosen this purely for compositional reasons, to be able to arrange, you know, one hand to veer off with this other, right, and have those letters. You see, in the work that he continued after this period, he started working with maps a lot, and they would be LA road maps, and they would just show intersections, and that's right there, that and that. They're all over the work that came in the early to mid-90s, that composition right there. Yes?
I liked your description of the bamboo as kind of like a bony finger, and it's almost like the finger, because it's not a perfectly straight line, it's kind of starting to arch just like the tip of your finger would, like it's trying to grab back that time, pull the hour back to before midnight, to preserve this nighttime, the noir, like, time of day.
Does anyone have a strong feeling that this is more dark than comical? I mean, noir is tricky that way, but I kind of vacillate back and forth. It's very funny to put a bamboo floating out in space in front of this clock. But it also, something about the image, like you described, the pulling back time and this finger, it seems like the Reaper minding the hour. But even I guess that metaphor itself is kind of a funny, silly image to a way to talk about that.
So thank you very much for that. Thank you very much for
being here. Thank you.